Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our free English class. Today we're going to learn 114. But now let's review what we've learned last time. Okay, listen.
Fares, please. Trafalgar Square, please. I'm sorry, sir. I can't change a £10 note. Haven't you got any small change?
I've got no small change, I'm afraid.
I'll ask some of the passengers. Have you any small change, sir?
I'm sorry, I've got none.
I haven't got any either.
Can you change this £10 note, madam?
I'm afraid I can't. Neither can I.
I'm very sorry, sir. You must get off the bus. None of our passengers can change this note. They're all millionaires.
Except us. I've got some small change. So have I.
好，通过上节课的内容复习，我们现在来看一下和今天内容相关的一些句型。首先，请阅读屏幕上的词语 ：have got， 拥有 ；so， 如此这样 ；neither， 也不，或者我们可以读成 neither， 也是可以的。好了。那我们今天就重点围绕这三个词组我们展开学习。第一个 Now let's read the sentences together. I've got some chocolate. I haven't got any chocolate. Have you got any chocolate? Yes, I have. No, I haven't. 这一组句子中哪一个是助动词呢？当然是用 have 了。Have got 就等于 got. OK, 再看下一组。I have some chocolate. I don't have some chocolate. Do you have any chocolate? Yes, I do. No, I don't. 那么这一组对话中哪一个是助动词呢？对了，我们要借助助动词 do. 那么 have 就作为了实义动词。为什么要这样区分呢？是因为当我们今天在使用倒装句时会产生不同的效果。好，下面两组。Have you got any chocolate? I haven't got any. I've got no chocolate. I've got none. Have you got any envelopes? I haven't got any. I've got no envelopes. I've got none. 其中Not any 就等于 no, not a 也等于 no. 那么 no 加一个名词就等于 none. 好啦，那么下面请看下面的一组，请用 no 来表示否定。For example, there isn't any milk in that bottle. That means there is no milk in that bottle. Now let's do another exercise.There aren't any books on the shelf. That means there are no books on the shelf. I haven't got any money. That means I've got no money. 好，我们再看下面的两组，请模仿例句来根据问题进行回答。Have you got any beer?No, I haven't got any beer. I've got no beer. I've got none. Okay, exercise one. Have you got any milk? No, I haven't got any milk. I've got no milk. I've got none. Exercise two. Have you got any magazines? No, I haven't got any magazines. I've got no magazines. I've got none.Okay, now let's compare the sentences. Look at the picture. Have you got any cake? So have I. 我也有。I'm hungry. So am I. 我饿了，我也饿了。I'm not tired. 怎么变疑问句呢？ Are you tired? 那当对方说我也并不累的时候，应该怎么回答呀？ Neither am I. 我也并不累。Okay, I don't want to drink tea. 我也不想喝。Neither do I. 好，从刚才的句子中我们可以看出，我们可以用 neither 或者是 so 来表示和对方一样的观点。好了，那我们现在来一个小结。我们用 so 加 do, does, did, will, must 等情态动词，再加上主语，那么就表示你和对方说话人的意思是一样的，只不过这是一种省略句型。然而用 neither 或者 nor 加 do, does, did, will, not 再加主语，则表示和对方一样的感受，不过是一个否定的内容而已。 OK, now let's look at the examples.
Lesson 114, Repetition Drill. Lesson 114, Do not open your book. Listen.Do not speak. I'm hungry.
So am I.
I'm not tired.
Neither am I.
I want some coffee.
So do I.
I don't want any tea.
Neither do I.
Now you do the same. I'm hungry.
So am I.
I'm not tired.
Neither am I.
I want some coffee.
So do I.
I don't want any tea.
Neither do I.
I was at the party last night.
So was I.
I wasn't tired this morning.
Neither was I.
I can swim very well.
So can I.
I can't speak Chinese.
Neither can I.
I saw George last night.
So did I.
I didn't buy a new car last year.
Neither did I.
I've got a cold.
So have I.
I haven't got a headache.
Neither have I.
通过刚才的这些例子，其实我们现在可以得出的是 so 加情态动词或助动词再加主语这种结构，或者是否定形式 neither 加助动词再加主语结构，其实是我们的倒装句一种。然而倒装句分为两种，叫做全部倒装和部分倒装。那么今天我们学的这种句子叫做部分倒装句。好，我们可以做一些练习。好，请看第一句。There he comes. Here she comes. 他来了。那么这两个句子把 there 提在前面或 here 提在前面，后面 he comes, she comes 都是一个正常语序，所以这种句子就叫做部分倒装。然而再看下面的一组。There comes a bus.Here comes Mary. 同样是说车来了，玛丽到了。那么这个时候我们用的是完全倒装句，也就是说主谓宾或原来的主系表在位置上发生了改变。好了，那我们在使用中如何正确的使用呢？下面来做一些练习。比如说 I won't do such a thing. 我不会做这样子的事情的。那么我也不会做，这句话应该怎么讲？Neither will I. 好，那么这种时候呢，我们就看出来它是一个完全倒装句，对吧？好，再往下。If you won't go either, shall I? I won't do my homework. 好，这两句应该怎么变呢？ Neither have I. 也是完全的倒装句。 好了，那如果是部分倒装句的话，意思就会发生了变化。你比如说 I go to school every day， 对方说 So you do。 那我们今天看到的这个句子 So 可不是 do you 了，而是 you do， 部分倒装就表示是你的确是这样子的。好，再感受一下 He swam yesterday， 他昨天游泳了。 So he did 表示的是是的，他的确是，这是一个半倒装。如果说 So did he， 那是完全倒装，此时就表示的是另一个人也去游泳了。好，我们再来看一个句子啊。I don't go to school every day。 如果说你当然不是每天去了，这句话用英文怎么讲呀？ Neither you do。 那如果说他也不是每天去学校，应该怎么说呢？ Neither does he。 好，下一个例句， He didn't swim yesterday。 他昨天没有去游泳。那么如果是那位女士也没有游泳，我们怎么说？ Neither did she。 那表示她的确昨天没游泳，怎么说呢？ Neither he did。 所以在使用的时候是有不同的效果的，所以大家一定要注意。好啦，下面是一些练习，让我们根据练习来再次掌握今天的内容吧。 I'm not tired。Neither am I. I didn't meet him. Neither did I. I wasn't at church yesterday. Neither was he. I cannot swim. Neither can she. I'm a doctor. Neither is she. Okay, 我们来练一组肯定句。I'm tired.So am I. I met him yesterday. So did she. I like ice cream. So do I. I'm a doctor. So is she. Okay, now let's review.
Lesson 114. Repetition drill.Lesson 114. Do not open your book. Listen. Do not speak. I'm hungry.
So am I.
I'm not tired.
Neither am I.
I want some coffee.
So do I.
I don't want any tea.
Neither do I.
Now you do the same.I'm hungry.
So am I.
I'm not tired.
Neither am I.
I want some coffee.
So do I.
I don't want any tea.
Neither do I.
I was at the party last night.
So was I.
I wasn't tired this morning.
Neither was I.
I can swim very well.
So can I.
I can't speak Chinese.
Neither can I.
I saw George last night.
So did I.
I didn't buy a new car last year.
Neither did I.
I've got a cold.
So have I.
I haven't got a headache.
Neither have I.
课上帝供应我们一切所需，包括好行为。从上一节课我们就知道自己在上帝面前实际上就是一个乞丐。 I've got now。 其实不止我们罪人，所有万物都如此依靠上帝。如同诗篇第145篇中所说，
万民都举目仰望你，你随时给他们食物，你张手是有生气的，都随愿饱足。一旦确定自己和上帝的关系是接受者和供应者的关系之后，我们就不难理解，我们需用的一切都是由上帝供应的，甚至包括我们去天堂得救所需的一切，包括遵守法律、好行为，甚至上帝的拣选，都是上帝白赐予我们的。有人或许会反驳，当那位有钱的少年官问耶稣，我要做什么才能承受天国呢？耶稣明明回答道说，你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。这难道不是说我们必须有好行为才能进入天国吗？是的，你没有理解错，但是问题是，你遵守了诫命了吗？所有的诫命，违反了任何一条诫命，就触犯了所有的诫命。因为凡遵守全律法的，只有在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了众条。我们实在没有，实在是乞丐。I've got now。不要担心，上帝知道我们没有，所以他给我们好行为。而且上帝给我们的好行为远比我们自己最好的好行为更加的完美，更加的圣洁。因为那是基督的好行为，无罪的羔羊，全然圣洁无瑕疵的好行为。在审判者上帝面前，我们只要说，上帝啊，我承认自己没有好行为， I've got now。但是你的儿子，我们的主，主耶稣基督，他代替了我们，完美的遵守了诫命，求怜悯我。上帝必然在基督里赦免你一切的过犯和罪孽。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺失。阿们。